Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting this time from beautiful San Diego, or excuse me, San Francisco, California. How funny is that?
Today, Jill and I, we're having so much fun, she doesn't know where we are.
I don't know where we are.
That's really what's happening.
Yep.
Today, Jill and I talk about land investment opportunity state by state. I'll call off the states. We'll talk a little bit, like, for example, is Montana a good place to start buying and selling land? Is Ohio?
Idaho.
Yeah.
New Mexico. This will be fun.
Should be fun, yeah.
I love it.
Should be not boring. Because everybody has to live in a state or two.
They do. It helps.
It turns out I have a lot to say about this, just like most things.
Exactly.
Before we get into the topic today, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Nick asks, I relisted and sold a property this Friday afternoon to someone that happened to be a neighbor.
Yeah.
Real nice guy, excited to get the property, met him at the bank and closed the deal. He went to the property today, which is Sunday, to discover that the defaulted buyer has his truck, fifth wheel, and dog on the property. He is squatting. I never knew he was living on the property and don't think he moved on until after he defaulted. I called the sheriff's department to go kick him out, but the deputy called me back and said it was a civil matter and I needed to foreclose on him by filing through the William Justice Court. Is the deputy wrong and just being lazy, or do I need to get a court order to vacate? He said it was a landlord-tenant issue. The property's in my name. He was going to get deeded the property after the final payment was in full was made. I have the original copies of all the paperwork, including all electronic correspondence. I'm no lawyer, but it seems that he is criminally trespassing on property, and the sheriff's department should remove him.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that by using a land sale contract, it negated the need to go through foreclosure.
That's correct.
I would appreciate any insight on this issue from anyone that has dealt with this issue before in, do you want me to say the county?
In a northern county in Arizona.
There we go. I'm meeting with the buyer tomorrow night after work to give him his money back.
Oh, that's the real tragedy.
Yeah. I hate hearing that.
Me too.
What do you recommend?
So I'm not an attorney either. Jill, I have to say this is a very, very rare situation. So if you're a new person listening, this is not something to be too concerned about.
Exactly.
Although it really does. It's not. It's too bad, Nick. I'm sorry. Plus, that county in northern Arizona is really, really nice. So I'm sure that's why this person's living up there.
What's he living on again? So he's got his truck and his fifth. He's just kind of moved on there.
Yeah.
That really is. You know what? That bums me out, too. Why do people think that that's okay?
I personally would not. I would have talked to the buyer and said, hey, hold on a second. We'll get this all figured out.
Exactly.
Just sit tight.
We'll do it together.
Yeah. I don't want to take your money yet, but I'll figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
What it really should, and Jill, if Jill was in this situation, she would twist it all so it makes it a real positive thing. Like, what a great piece of property this is. You know, as soon as I get this guy off there, you can jump in.
Exactly.
So hold
you can
tight.
See what's possible. You can park it here. It's all great.
Yeah. So I do think it's a trespassing issue. I'm very confident the deputy had no idea what you're talking about. And there's real specific rules about this and what to do and what not to do in the state statutes.
Mm-hmm.
What I do think you probably need to do, unfortunately, is get a lawyer up in that area, in that county.
And they probably have really easy steps. Sure, we do A, B, C, D, and it's taken care of.
So, either that or it might be good to, I mean, again, this is what I think Jill and I would do. I would personally now call this guy who's squatting on the land.
Yeah.
And give him the...
Maybe scare him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not scare him. I don't want to, I would never break any laws or make any threats, but...
No, not like that, scare him, but to say, hey, I'm about to go through the motions.
I would have a man-to-man talk with the guy about what's the right thing to do here and what's not the right thing.
Exactly.
In fact, I probably had several conversations about that before I call a lawyer.
And you need to move on, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
This is not cool. You know, I want to point out too, this is not a loan. This is any property. You know, think about this. What if you're renting out? You have rental homes. You know, those folks have to deal with this too. So it's not unique to rural vacant land or anything like that.
Exactly.
It's part of being. in this industry, and it's not a bad thing. It shouldn't, you know, you just have to be ready and know what the laws are and how to handle it, because it might come up 2 times out of 10,000.
Yeah,
and exactly. And that's it, you know?
Look, California's got a rule about this where they it's very pro-tenant.
It is.
And they can, Jill and I have looked at property where people have lived there for, they destroyed the property and legally lived there for 6 months without paying rent, like right in the ocean.
Right. Yeah, like gorgeous strand property. You know,
$10, $12 million properties.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
You know, so you just have to be aware of this stuff. And every real estate investor at some point has to deal with things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that big of a deal.
It's okay.
Yeah, you just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic, land investment opportunity, state by state. This is the meat of the show. Jill, I'm going to I want you to throw the names of states out to me.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you my two-decade opinion about, this is now for rural vacant land for the most part.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw some house investment situations and stories that we have, because I know this stuff pretty well, actually.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's a fantastic state. It's in that one of my top five to buy rural vacant land.
Florida.
Well, here's why.
Oh.
There's lots of, if you look at a roadmap, this is one of the things we never talk about, but I would, before choosing a state and even a county, just get a roadmap or go on to Google Maps, turn the satellite off, and take a look at the roads, how dense they are, how, like if you look at Arizona, there's no roads anywhere. Or Northern California, for that matter. You can be on one road forever. In Texas, too. Oklahoma's not that way. Michigan's not that way. Which lends itself well to the access issues that can potentially come up with rural vacant land. Everybody loves Oklahoma who lives in Texas. I don't know why. They
great?
Want to retire there.
They go up there. My parents used to do that. My parents lived in the Dallas area in Grapevine. And they would go up there and go visit the lakes.
Yeah.
And just spend a week on a lake up there. I can't remember the name of it, but there was one in particular that they loved.
Jill and I bought, this is a few years ago now, it's like 25 5-acre properties that I wasn't real excited about buying them. And went, man, we sold them in one weekend, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
To end users, not even to an investor, because they were so hot.
Trees.
Yeah.
And rolling hills. Just gorgeous.
Yep.
That's so
Oklahoma's
true.
Oklahoma's a great state.
Okay.
What was the next one?
Can I ask you another one? Okay.
Oh.
Florida.
Florida's fantastic. Everybody on the East Coast, know, if you're listening at all, everybody knows the deal that everyone goes to Florida for vacation. And Florida has a centralized tax, a way of putting property back on the tax rolls after it falls off. So not a lot of money and not a lot of research and stuff, you could figure that out. They have online auctions all the time. You can buy really good property for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000.
Cool. I'm going to come back to the other coast. How about Oregon?
Oregon's a good state. Lake County, Oregon specifically in the southeast is good. And very, very inexpensive. The thing with Oregon is that Oregon has an attitude.
Haha.
Let me put it that way.
Like you can't pump your own gas.
Yes.
And I like that.
I know the gas thing's great, but there's just be expect
no sales tax.
Expect some like dissident type attitude up there.
Got it. What about Montana?
Hey, if you can find property in Montana, go for it. I have purchased property in Montana, but they're really proud for a lot of good reasons. They're really proud of the prices up there. And from a back tax standpoint, you almost never see property go back tax. So they have a ranching mentality there. Mostly because I think the property is very, very usable.
Right.
And it's gorgeous up there. Let's just all be honest. It's truly amazing, Montana is.
Utah.
And Montana borders Canada too, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'll tell you what.
Oh, Glacier National Park.
What I've done is I purchased property over the border way cheaper, same geography.
I think Montana's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So darn pretty.
Sorry, what was your next one?
Utah.
Wait, back to Utah, Montana. So you can, and Oklahoma's good for this too.
Uh-huh.
It's a great place to buy really big ranches and mark them up and hit a stand-up triple or a home run. It's going to take
years probably
to sell it, but you know, you're going to have to get drone shots and really professionally do a listing. But you can make, there's a guy in our group that does this in Oklahoma. He's only done a few deals with us that I know of. He's made millions of dollars.
That's cool.
Utah?
Yeah.
Utah, what's the name of that county up in north? I think it's Iron? I don't know. There's Utah is, because of the Salt Flat and Salt Lake City type situation, the property in general is not as usable. There's not as many uses for property like that. It's really rural. It looks like the moon kind of thing. You can buy super cheap property. It's hard to sell.
Cool.
That's not for the weak at heart. Same thing with Nevada. Nevada's like that.
What about Texas?
I love Texas. Texas is fantastic. There's nothing but property there. It's really easy to split it up. At least half of our members live in Texas for whatever reason, mm-hmm. or close to half, I should say. And there's 274 counties, I think, in Texas, and they have a back tax system. It's tax deed, so it's not a lien. I don't want to get into that, but by law, they're supposed to hold on the second Tuesday of every month an auction to auction off all the back taxes. I'm so oversimplifying, and they have to do it on the courthouse steps, not on the internet. So in some counties abide by it, and some counties don't. Jill and I have bought a lot of property in Texas, and most of the counties that we purchase rural vacant land in, the sheriff is also the accountant, and they only work 2 days a week at the county level. Mm-hmm. So if you like that kind of thing, I personally do. I think it's pretty cool. I'm not sure I would want to live there in an environment like that full time, but it makes for like getting stuff done.
Yeah.
I know Jill loves Texas, uh-huh. and she loves doing deals there because she's like that.
People are just so darn nice.
It's people, yeah.
It really is. You know, that's a lot of this too. The people, the communities. I think that's whenever we, even as wholesalers, you know, we do most of our sale to other investors / however, I never turn down the end user. They just really win, you know, because they're getting some great deals. I'm not going to change it. I'm just going to. But that's what I see most people looking for is these communities. They really know their areas. They really do their homework. Mm-hmm. They're not just looking for a piece of dirt per se, but they're looking for an experience and where they want to be. And that's the nice thing about Texas. It's really cool. The one funny thing too about Texas that I always think about is it's pretty darn lax. You know, if you have acreage in Texas, most people are going to leave you alone. Seriously. Yeah. You know, and like I've talked to people like especially in some of the West Texas counties that we've done some bigger transactions in, you know, I tell people, look, you're buying 40 acres. Good luck even getting someone at the county on the phone. Do you think someone, you know, unless you're doing something crazy, most people are not going to bother you.
Yep.
And it's really nice and it's true and it's really cool.
As with everything, you have to check water, I do a lot of YouTube videos for the property that we have. And I get a lot of hate for some reason, like, you don't know how to do this. That's not what, and it's just so funny because all
changed.
I ever say is check your stuff. Check. I don't know. I don't even profess to know what the water tables are.
Not every state. Exactly. Do your homework.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you have any other states that you want to talk about real quick?
You know, it's what I said in the beginning. It really matters. Look at a roadmap.
Yeah.
And see how dense it is or not dense. Like Michigan has historically been, and I'm from Michigan, it's ironic, mm-hmm. historically difficult to purchase property in the Lower Peninsula up north where you think you can get it for cheap. It's just for whatever reason,
wants to sell what they have?
Yeah.
Got it.
And nobody's ever, I've had other people in our group confirm this.
Isn't that funny?
I thought it was just me for a while. It's hard to get property. The Upper Peninsula, a whole different story. You can get all kinds of great property up there.
I found that in some areas in California. Especially Southern California. Maybe because not a lot of people are hurting for money, or I don't know, maybe the ones I've talked to. So it's so funny, but no, they're happy to just hang on to it.
Right.
They'll hang on to it for a long time, too. It's very interesting.
I just had, this week is land investment by the numbers, by the way. And I just had our virtual assistant overseas spend weeks on breaking down the properties, how many houses, how many pieces of land, and whatnot, by zip code, not even by county. There's 30,000 zip codes, mm-hmm. usable zip codes in the country. And so I had them do that, and I'm going to share, over this week, I'm going to share the results
of how many
properties are in Texas, how many properties are houses, you know, single family residential. And my whole point in this, and I'm going to close with this here, is we're not going to run out of property. It's not a finite, it is technically a finite database of properties, but geez, every year their tax bills go out. Every year you get a new seller. So there's not, there's 15 million properties in this country. You're not going to run out of property to purchase. I know that it happens every week. People call us.
Touche.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes with us listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss land investment opportunity, county by county now. And then later this week, zip code by zip code.
And we answer your questions posted on our free online community found at landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good stuff, Jill.
Yeah. Think they stayed awake for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we can't because of the time constraints list all 50, but if you go to countywise.com, listener, it's completely free. We don't talk about it too much. We have a bunch of information that's broken down by county and by state.
Maps.
Yeah.
There's
really good stuff.
So much information there. It's really for us and our community, but I do appreciate that you left that website open and free for everybody to go check it out.
Exactly.
Cool.
This is the kind of stuff we'll be talking about at our live events in great detail. You know, we'll have enough time during that format and graphics and
it's going to be amazing.
Really, literally choose. I mean, the people who come to this live event, it's pretty small, but we will get a mailer out right at the event.
Oh boy. It's going to be awesome. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.